We were talking about the lachas of Eish on Yom Tov. So Chazal came along, according to what Rashi understands, according to the Rambam, it might be a Dindaraisa, according to Rashi, it's a Dindaraisa, that this halacha that you can make a fire in Yom Tov only means that you can take a fire which already exists and transfer it to a new source, new heat source, new fuel. Which on Shabbos, that's a malacha deraisa. I already have a fire and I put a piece of wood into the fire, I'm doing a malacha on Shabbos, I'm making a new piece of wood burn. But on Yom Tov, that's mutter. There's already a fire and I want to add more, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to take a piece of wood, touch it to the fire, let it catch fire and move it to a new place and start a new fire somewhere else. But to make fire from starting from scratch means taking a spark, taking it and using a piece of flint and making a fire, that is not allowed. So in the modern terms, a person has, let's say, a gas stove, and so if it has a pilot light, so there's already a flame inside. You're lighting your gas stove from the pilot light. Let's say your gas stove does not have a pilot light; it has an electric ignition. So besides the fact that you're making electricity go on Shabbos, you're making a new fire which was not there beforehand. So you can't do that. So if a person doesn't want to light his neighbors for Yom Tov, and he doesn't have a gas stove which with a burner on, he has an electric burner, but the electric burner is on. Is that called Eish? That is considered that he can touch a match to that, let it catch flame, and then he transfers it, then he lights his neighbors. Or is that not considered Eish? He has a hot burner. So the law is if the burner is red hot, the burner is glowing, that's considered Eish. So there's already Eish there, and he's transferring one Eish to another Eish, which is permitted. If, however, the burner is hot, but it's not glowing, that's not considered Eish for these purposes. So therefore, if he would put a match there, the match will catch fire from that heat, but that's called making a new fire. That's not allowed on Yom Tov. So you have to transfer from an existing flame. A person has such a situation, he has to give forethought to this issue, and he should light something like a yahrzeit candle, which will last for a period of time, so he'll have a nair to light from. If that goes out, he doesn't have a recourse to what to do. He has to get a flame from a neighbor. The person has to be careful when using a match, that even a match, because it has a certain amount of the ability to combust easily, it can combust from heat without an actual flame. So if you are putting a match to an actual flame, to use that to transfer your fire, you have to make sure that you put it all the way into the flame and it's catching fire from the flame, not just from the heat above the flame. You put a match above a flame without touching into the flame itself, and it will burst into fire. That's considered a new fire. That's not considered transferring because you're not directly touching from one fire to the next. This din of being merlid eish, that it's also to merlid eish, again, according to the Rashi, this is a din derabanan. According to the Rashi, this might be a din deraisa. It seems like the Rashi learned this is a din deraisa. Creating a new fire is a malacha deraisa. Even though you're allowed to make a fire in Yom Tov, but to create a new fire is a malacha deraisa. The consensus of the poskim is to pass on like Rashi, and therefore the nafkina, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, regards the lachos of Amir La'akim. If you ask a non-Jew to do work, which is a derabanan, has a whole different set of rules than asking a non-Jew to do work, which has a deraisa. So we pass on like Rashi, but you should know that there is such a shita. Tomorrow we'll talk about, based on this concept of being marlin, of creating something new, is one of the sources of the discussion of dealing with electricity, both on Yom Tov, both on Shabbos. The lachos of turning on electricity is based on this sugya of being merlin, something new, because electricity is like a new type of thing that you're creating. So it's either going to be a derabanan or a deraisa. So we'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem, a little bit tomorrow. Have a good morning.